Make her read the book.
Oh.
And then she has to work with us because of the curse.
Oh.
And then we get the imp and her.
Oh.
That's a good idea. See what I'm saying? I like this plan.
It's like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes.
This one. When they're out there.
With the umbrellas.
Hey, everybody. Crew Blind Way back. I'm Aaron.
I'm Shane.
I'm Calvin.
I'm Eric.
And I'm Rick.
Wait, what
are we doing?
More DCC.
Oh. Yep.
DCC.
More Dungeon Crawler Classics. Do you guys remember what happened last time?
Let's get into it.
We're on a boat.
Let's do it, huh?
You just got to a boat.
Never thought I'd be on a boat.
After your first boat was sunk.
Yep.
But I'm sure that's fine.
It was scuttled.
It was scuttled.
Yes.
Scuttle-buttled.
That's true.
It happens.
You broke up.
Mermaid.
Slave trading organization, or at least part of it.
The seal. Red House. It had a seal, and it was a red. Not that kind of seal. There are two stars in Red Half Moon.
And you have a new compatriot.
That looks weird.
Yes.
A little demon dude.
Moonglum.
Moonglum.
Why are you so glum, Moonglum? You know. Let's rename him.
No, we can't rename him.
Like Sparks.
Let's rename you something good.
I have a.
What's your name?
Raven Maddox.
What the fuck kind of name's that?
Hey, what's your name?
Huh?
J. Wizard J.
Is it a letter or
like
J-A-Y? J?
Yeah.
So it's like you might be J.
Is your Agent K around or?
No, he's not. Wizard K's not here right now.
Invoker J
is my name.
What's your name?
It changes as I level up.
Sting.
The sword or the singer?
The wrestler.
Both.
Because I'm a beekeeper.
Sting. They call me.
He's sticking with the pointy ass.
Sting.
Pointy goes in the other man.
So, you've upgraded ships.
Yes.
Vastly.
Unfortunately, you left some things unfinished in town, but decided not to go back.
I don't know if it would be good to stay around. We'll come back later, maybe, when we're more powerful.
When you have an armada.
Marta. What's Marta you?
You are on the Monkey Bastard version 2.
Monkey!
And on it are a crew of 8 men.
8.
Mm-hmm. We took prisoners, didn't we?
You have some ladies.
Yeah,
we have some
prisoners.
No,
there's an implication.
No, we took some of our crew are still.
We'll set you free
when we get there.
Women's clothes, and we also have some women.
We don't know if
you're
free
also
or
have
not.
Some women who you saved from slavery.
And then we also
saved
the slaves who want to be here.
Then also the guys that surrendered.
Right.
They're our crew now as well.
Yep, because it's a bigger ship. You need a bigger crew.
It's not slavery. It's indentured servitude.
So there's us.
That's when they sell their cell, right?
And Moonglum. And 8 crewmen.
It's a lot.
8 crewmen.
And then there's some women.
Yes.
How many women?
I believe there were 6.
6 women.
Yep, there were 6.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
What about Moonglum?
What kind of slavery is it? Like Viking slavery or like New Colony slavery?
It's like real sexy, happy slavery.
One for me.
Like Spartacus.
Yeah.
One for me. One for you. One for me. One for you.
No.
Zach.
No, you went 1, 2, 3. So it goes one, 2.
And Igor.
3, 4.
Igor, yes.
Wait, who's Igor?
5, 6, yeah.
Igor?
Igor. The king of the north.
The dwarf guy.
Yeah.
The king of the north.
Who's really drunk.
okay, yes.
And says
he's
the
passed
king.
Out for a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, so you guys are setting off. You're heading towards his kingdom.
Okay.
Of Farai Zuzov.
I'm just gonna wait and rest up with a woman until a kraken shows up or something.
Wait a minute. So you just get a woman? You don't have to. It's like
I roleplay
or something.
You gotta roleplay this shit.
I'm gonna get with a woman. Damn it! I was trying to pull a
chain. Lots of sex.
Kraken is not.
I replayed it. I roleplayed it. We roleplayed together, baby.
Release the kraken.
So you guys have set sail at night
and.
You're all sort of talking together. Everyone is sort of anxious about this new journey.
Yeah.
New ship. The pirates are excited about that. The 6 women are confused. Like, what's going to happen to us? We're free, but, you know.
Question.
Where are you taking us?
Do the pirates have rope?
Yes.
Father Loblaw gets a little seasick.
Okay.
For some reason, he thinks drinking will help. It doesn't, but he gets very drunk.
Very good.
What are the girls' names?
Hmm?
What are the girls' names?
Do you want all their names?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you have Liliana.
Okay.
You have Celesta.
Celesta.
I feel like Liliana's pregnant.
You have Ruby.
Ruby's red.
Ruby. Called yours.
I get two.
You have Gwen.
Gwen, I hate Gwen. Gwen
is like, I mean, no one's Gwen.
Flattened blonde name. Of course, that's just Chris.
I mean, like, I'm sitting here trying to think of what the redhead colors are.
You have Starlight.
No, that seems like she'd be freaky.
She's Starlight? If you met a girl named like Star,
she'd be like
Starlight, she's a freak.
Okay? Yeah. You don't. You know what? Starlight. Like, that baby, they're like, this is a freak.
Wait, weren't these the prisoners?
Yes.
Yeah.
So these are people that were captured to either be just.
Yes.
Slaves.
That's what I was saying.
The armbands.
Prostitutes.
And
right?
Yeah.
Are they still wearing the armbands?
No, you took them off.
Did we?
We got armbands, though.
Why are you disappointed, Aaron?
I'm a good guy. I'm glad I took them off.
You're lawful.
Are you?
Yes.
You gave them to me.
What? No, I still have a thing.
You do still have some armbands and amulets of command.
Yeah. I have one that controls 6.
Yeah, and I have one that controls like 39.
No, it controls 1. We went over this last time.
You fucking stole it from me.
You didn't misunderstand what was going on. Well, you agreed.
Rick didn't explain it the right way.
So, Captain Crisp is like, aye, blah, 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 blah. To the rum!
Rum, yeah, rum would help. I need some rum. How much rum do you have? Do I have to pay for the rum?
No. He hands you some. He hands everybody some.
You didn't buy it. This is probably already on the ship.
It's already on the ship, yeah.
Okay.
You better not. We got on the ship.
So, you guys are sort of partying. A lot of people are deep in thought. The sailors are ecstatic. The ship's way better
deep
than the
thought.
Old one.
We don't ask.
Didn't the sailors?
We had a book, too,
where
right?
Where are
those at? Yeah.
Yes.
We need to share the captain's book.
I want not that book.
Yeah, the book.
Which book? There was a book
the
that
one
Moonblum
that enslaves
had.
Right? You have to do this or you die.
Oh. What's Moonblum doing?
Moonblum is drinking rum.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if he was going to be into it. I was going to chill and read this book with him.
Moonblum, are you enjoying yourself?
Hey, Master!
Master? Okay, I just want to make sure.
This is pretty good!
Did your old master allow you to drink rum?
No, I had the drink experiments.
How old are you, Mooklum?
I would say 500 moons.
500 moons.
Moons? Like
full moons?
So that's not very old.
Yeah, but that's probably when he was, like, sent from hell or whatever he was sent from. Remember, he was, like, summoned.
I mean, maybe when he gets older, he becomes a greater demon.
Maybe he's just a kid.
Could be just
like
a
500,
kid.
Exactly?
I mean, that...
Is that your 500?
You said about it? You said, oh,
dude,
about 500.
Yes. Let's drink some more. How much have you had, Moonblum?
Not enough!
I me either!
Moonday...
We'll get more!
Let's get more!
Moonday is different for Father Loblaw.
Yeah.
Would you like me to heat it up for you?
What would that do? Is it you heat rum?
Here, take this.
He spits in it, and it sort of bubbles. And you... And says, drink that!
And with the fizzle, go down a bit. Okay.
It's much harder and much stronger than it was before.
Is this Dragon's Breath Ale or whatever it's called?
Maybe Imp's Breath Ale.
Oh, shit!
Dude, you just drink a spit!
Lum bum! You're a good guy. People say you're not, but you're a good guy.
This isn't
you're
not
a good
guy.
The frog. The frog always talks! And. But you're a good guy!
You should worship me, you know.
No.
Oh, well.
No. No, I won't do that. The frog has good ideas. I'll stick with them.
Okay.
Well, Moonblum is trying to wash himself off. So there's Captain Crisp. There's the navigator, Toothless Pete. There's the first mate, Clem Hickerson.
Clem.
There's the six former slaves.
Toothless Pete.
Well, he has 4 teeth that you can see.
He's the best man on the show.
He speaks with a terribly thick piratey accent. No one can understand him except for the captain and the first mate.
Is he one of Cookie Crisp?
Can I get an example of Toothless Pete's speech?
Go talk to him.
Hey, Toothless Pete, I hear you talk weird. Say something funny.
Who's over that bridge? How's it talk weird?
I don't know what the fuck this guy said, but that's hilarious. The more I drink, the better I understand him.
Monday! Sad Monday!
It's like the guy off Joe Dirt who can't talk. Yeah. Sean Hunter's dad.
Waterboy.
Yeah.
Waterboy.
That guy.
So, who would like to talk to who?
Oh, the fuck happened to his teeth?
Captain, First Mate, Navigator, six women, and each other.
Oh, wow.
Navigator.
Yeah, women last.
Get the
business first.
Yeah, business first.
And then
talk to women first, and no business happens.
The order of
different business happens.
Importance, yes.
Okay, so you want to talk to the captain first?
Yes.
All right. You, in particular?
No, Aaron.
You can just volunteer someone else.
Hey,
throw you in front of the captain.
Hey, Jay, go talk to the captain.
Arr, Jay.
Hey.
Hey.
How goes it?
Good.
I thought it was a terrible idea at first, but I must say, you're not so stupid after all.
He just stopped and stared at me for like 10 seconds.
I have to say,
I wasn't sure what was going on.
Well, good. I'm glad. You like your new boat then?
Look at this. No one has to bail out the water.
That's definitely good for a boat.
Arr.
Oh my god, we're on a boat.
He can see sick.
I can see.
Yeah.
Off the side.
Yes. I've just swatted poop deck. Is that right?
That's
a pirate lingo, right? I don't know pirate lingo.
It's a top deck.
Oh, I don't know what it is. How's sailing going in this?
Well, the weather be fair, 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
It is only the first day, and I say that this is a good omen.
Why is that?
We have rum!
Yes, rum!
Well, cheers to the new captain of,
the same captain,
Mankey!
The Mankey Bastard!
Yes!
Yeah.
Should be the Mankey Bitch.
Wait,
instead of the Mankey Bastard.
No, the old one was the...
So tell me, why do you want to go to that frozen hellhole?
Has to do with that guy over there. Who I'm assuming is over there and drunk, right?
Oh man, he's psyched. Let me tell you.
we've had some of our own reasons, but he seems to be wanting his kingdom back, and we think it might kind of coincide with our own needs. So
he's a king. I'm an emperor.
Well, you definitely have a very nice ship now.
Ha!
Drink. Everybody get your heart. You gotta drink.
You too!
You notice that the first mate, Clem, is the only one not drinking. He's also the one at the helm.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he's driving?
Yeah.
That, I was very nervous for a second.
How are your new shipmates working out?
We have rum! They're ecstatic!
They're good.
Right, boys?
I need more.
Probably don't.
Are your previous mates good with it?
Come here, look at this baby. We managed to mount her on this one.
There's a big ballista.
Oh. Ooh, okay. I was wondering who was mounting what and where.
Nice. Is it all set up and ready?
Ready to go.
Is that the only
weapon? We'll go fishing tonight.
Is that the only... Do you have any other weapons on the ship, too? Cannons? Yada yada?
Cannons?
Are there cannons?
No
cannons in this time period.
I don't know.
It's like medieval.
We've got one on the fore, one on the bow.
Okay. One on the floor.
Aft and bow.
One on the aft and one on the bow.
Otherwise, it's just two up front.
All right. So one in the front, one in the back.
Mm-hmm.
So
and
we
jolly
can,
boat.
So we can
jolly
shoot.
Boat. Mm-hmm. It's like it's happy.
Yep. It's ecstatic.
It's probably the winner. That cracks me up.
That's such a good joke.
He shouldn't be that high.
I mean, I don't know the exact
probably,
properties of imp.
He's probably,
I had special imp juice.
And he's probably
know,
been sucking frogs.
Yeah, the frogs.
Yes.
I know, usually more like this.
A small cabin boy comes up and he says, I don't have to man the bilge pumps anymore, Captain.
It's like, that's right, boy, have a swig. You've been upgraded to the piss pots.
Poor boy.
Yarr!
Why are you guys talking like pirates? We're not pirates.
pirate ship. Monkey see, monkey do.
Yeah, he's gonna be passed out soon.
Is there anyone else you'd like to talk to tonight?
Let's see. Clem, you said looked okay. Two of his people.
No, Clem is not drinking.
Yeah, but he's
just. This is our first.
I want to talk to him.
This is our first.
He's the only one not drinking. Let's
so you just stole the boat at night. Yeah. This is that night still.
Okay.
You guys are sailing away.
Yeah. We'll talk strategy and all the other stuff tomorrow. All
right.
I want to talk to the navigator.
We got the rest of our lives.
Okay.
The guy on the helm.
Yeah.
The guy that's not.
How drunk are you?
I've had one mug
dying.
So you're on the floor.
No.
Oh. This isn't Calvin. This is a different character.
This isn't really Calvin. This is Sting. Sting can handle bee shots.
Roy. All right. So Clem. Hey yo.
How fair is it?
Keep the party down there. Business up here.
I just want to talk.
Hey.
How fair is the ship?
Fairer than she's ever been.
Good.
What's this guy want?
What sort of,
You know, it's a lovely, quiet night. I enjoy those.
Don't say anything on him.
I just want to put a bracelet on him.
Shuts up. So he shuts up.
He does whatever I want.
No,
Yeah?
I had a couple ideas that I wanted to ask him, but he's not true. He's in a bad mood.
You didn't know why he's.
What do you want to ask?
I was wanting to ask, like,
asking for
how good a time we're making, and when will we get to the next port and stuff like that. But
only 2 weeks.
I don't think like he's getting in
a good mood. Pete's the navigator. You know better than I.
Okay.
How do you understand him?
What?
Pete?
Is the guy I'm talking to?
We call him Professor.
Not Toothless Pete.
No, Professor.
Professor Toothless Pete. Wise man, that Pete. Let me tell you.
He definitely speaks some good things.
Can he write? Being a navigator, I could assume that he could read and write.
Aye.
All right. I'll talk to him then.
All right. Off with you.
Just wave and walk away.
All right. Well,
he's doing that. I'm eyeballing Ruby.
No.
Okay.
He's doing why he wasn't drinking.
It's like real life. All right. I make a move.
You were there. Why didn't you ask?
I wasn't. I'm partying with the guys.
I didn't even know I was there. I just said.
Why didn't you ask?
Ask what?
Why he wasn't drinking?
I didn't. I didn't know I was there.
Why aren't you drinking?
Clem.
Yeah.
Oh.
The guy steering.
I never drink.
Never?
Nope.
He's a straight edge.
Fair enough. Okay. Isn't that how you give us your liquid intake when you're on the sea?
I'm going to talk to Ruby.
I'm talking to Ruby.
I'm going to talk to Starfire.
You guys
want to
fight over Ruby?
You can have Starfire or whatever.
Can they really fight each other?
You can take two of them. Wait, hang on. Is Ruby redhead?
Paper.
All right, so...
Which ones are the redheads?
So, Starlight...
Describe body's height, hip-to-waist ratio.
So Starlight is an elf.
Ooh.
With silver hair.
Okay.
Fair looking like all elves. Very thin.
What are her stats? Like, what kind of... what class would she be if she was a player character?
That's what you ask her.
She's like a 7.
Ruby is indeed a redhead. With blue eyes.
He really is taking notes. I just think taking notes. He's really writing this down.
A fair build. Pale skin. Freckled.
Like freckly like crazy?
Yes?
No! No!
Alright. I'm good.
Alright. You can
keep going.
The rest of them?
Yeah.
He's serious, dude. Once you get him on
I want to know these characters.
They're not characters.
They are.
They are.
For you.
What?
They can be.
That's an N word. He's in his element. He's role playing.
That's all I have.
The best role he can play is himself.
Oh my gosh.
He's like, I gotta live some fantasy now.
All right. I gotta remember the names I said.
Gwyn.
Angelo?
No, Celestial.
Celestia.
Celestia.
Liliana.
Liliana?
Liliana.
So we
Celeste, Liliana. Who else, Jeff? We had,
You put Gwyn.
Gwyn. Starlight. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm missing one. Celeste, Liliana, Gwyn, Ruby, Starlight. You named all six, didn't you?
Yeah.
Who's the other name we missed?
I don't know.
Say it again.
Liliana was the first one.
And then there's the other one.
And then Celesta.
And then Ruby.
And then I said about redhead, he said Ruby. And he said Gwyn, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, Gwyn. And he said Starlight. You're like, that's like a hippie name. Maybe he didn't say a sixth one.
Maybe he didn't.
All right.
Ruby, Celestis, Liliana.
Kathy.
Liliana and Lillian.
Lillian and Liliana.
They're twins.
I get it. cruel parents.
Lillian! Nah.
Okay, what does Celesta look like? What's Gwyn look like?
So Gwyn is a brunette.
Okay.
With very long braided hair.
Gwyn?
Are you marking them off?
Teeth are good.
you crossed her out? You fuck!
Okay. How's the body?
Very thin.
Celesta.
She has dark skin.
She's not a horse.
It's important in this age.
Like,
what kind of maggot infested teeth these people gonna have? They've been living in a cave with an imp. Who knows what they've been sucking on?
Stuck on roots.
Aaron, you are redder than Eric.
Dark skin,
dark hair.
How's the body?
Very toned, very muscly.
For Celesta?
Like, disgusting or like...
No. I mean...
Yeah, she's ripped. She's like...
Ripper than you.
Fucking...
She's toned.
She would not be a sex slave.
Tone!
She should just be like...
I'm out. Wait, yeah, Celesta?
Intensive.
Okay.
She crushed your head.
You're the end, the twins?
Yes, they are blondes.
Yeah.
Very short. and very thin.
He is so disappointed.
Short, thin, and blonde?
Yeah.
I'm going for Ruby.
No, you just... Fuck!
He called Ruby.
You got the twins.
I can have them too.
Are you guys having this conversation in front of these poor girls?
No, they're over there.
Oh, okay. So they just look over and see you guys be like...
Let's just go talk to them.
Okay. Are they all in a group problem?
Yeah,
probably. Are you gonna talk to him?
Sure.
We can do.
What are you gonna do?
Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna walk by, ignore the real hot ones. And we'll go talk to
Gwyn.
We'll talk to fucking Gwyn.
You guys are assholes.
We'll go talk to Starlight.
I'm talking to Starlight.
Starlight's a good one.
She's the hot elf shit.
My top two are Ruby and Starlight. The only reason Liliana and Lillian are crossed off because they're twins.
We'll go to Gwyn. Okay.
Oh, we should talk and see if they're at all in a good mood though.
Yeah.
Have they just been prisoners?
Gwyn, what are you doing?
Who knows what all they've been through.
Okay, not Celeste. You're talking to Gwyn.
Gwyn, apparently. Okay. Dark skin.
Yep.
I know, that brunette with long hair, she's there. Yeah,
Gwyn's the brunette.
Okay.
Celeste was a dark-haired one.
Walk up there. So you're Gwyn, right?
Gwyn! What are you doing?
He's just like, hi, how are you? They're all in a group, right?
Starlight.
Should we acknowledge all of them?
No. You name a box over there.
I didn't know which one's Gwyn.
Mains?
I didn't know which one's Gwyn.
Because he told me.
Who, Moonglum?
Moonglum, yeah, he knows what's up, man.
No, that was Rick telling you out of character.
Yeah, we were looking and seeing what they look like.
Yeah.
Okay. Gwyn.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
All right, so you go over and introduce yourself.
Gwyn, what are you doing?
Do you like, try to separate her from the group, or?
No, I wouldn't. He would do that.
No, I would not separate him from the group.
Now, if I wander, I would have him distract. It didn't matter. First, I go over, say, Gwyn, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
My poor frightened girl has been like,
exactly.
I'm sorry, sir. I never got your name.
Don't be sorry. Never be sorry.
Sorry.
You already know my name.
You were one of my rescuers, yes?
Yes.
I am grateful.
That's all you need.
His name's Raven.
Well, how grateful. Hey, look.
Raven.
Ravenatics.
I'm not
grateful. I've never seen.
Gwyn, I'm glad that you're grateful.
There are many ravens in my land.
Really? Tell me about them.
Tell me about your land.
They're all bad men. You guys are in this conversation.
I come from the city of Turnazim. Also, I believe what you call the city at the end of the world.
Okay. You know Ruby?
No.
Ruby's a good friend. Ruby! She's a good friend of mine. Ruby, come here.
You haven't met her yet.
It's okay. Shh, trust me. Ruby, come talk to Gwen. You have to meet Gwen.
We've met. I don't believe I've met you.
She were in a cell together.
Let me do the talking, Gwen. Okay.
No, Ruby. That was Ruby.
Oh, shit.
She said, I've met
Change
Gwen.
Change your tone of voice.
He's a dude. What do you want to do?
You got good invoices. You go all out
that's
on your
That's the only invoice he has, though.
Yeah, you should have heard us doing voices for Contra.
Yeah.
It was either Rick doing like a, hey, what's up? Or it was Rick doing a,
all right.
Gwen, I want
Rick,
you.
Rick, you do your best woman, former slave voice. And then Shane, well, you guys take this seriously. We'll see who breaks first.
All right.
Your best female voice?
Yeah.
Gwen, have you met my friend Jay?
Okay, so you're talking to Gwen.
Yeah.
Okay. No, my lord, I haven't had a chance to
meet
any of you.
This is Gwen. He saved my life one time.
Really?
Swear to God.
Is that
one
true?
Time, swear to God.
Saved it
he saved my life.
You are in a habit of saving people.
I save. Yep, I save.
Old habits.
You see my pet upstairs in my bed.
Really?
Yeah, bee drill. He's awesome.
It's crazy. You should literally go up there.
A bee?
We'll go down. He's a little buzz bee.
You guys got rooms?
That's strange.
You didn't get a room?
Thank you. What are you guys talking about over here?
Hey, go get me some rum, please.
There's none left. I don't.
Yeah, I think there is. Just go over there and look.
They didn't run out. Wait, did you see all the barrels?
Are you guys trying to fuck these girls?
No, I was just meeting the people.
Hey, Celesta,
wait,
come
which
here.
One do I get? Wait, no, I like that one over there. I'm pointing that to his feet. Whatever his name is. Was that Ruby?
As he's talking a little too loudly, the girls start recoiling away.
Is that Ruby?
Hey, ladies. I apologize for my junk fan name.
Toothless
Bill? There's
no room down there, man. Toothless Bill?
There's no room for him.
No, is it Pete?
Either you sleep on the deck, or you sleep downstairs alone.
He's been giving me eyes all night.
Pete said he can sleep on his deck.
Wait, maybe I misheard that.
Pete, Dad.
The girls are recoiling. We gotta get this up. Okay. Ladies, I'm sorry about my drunk friend right here. He's a little messed up in the head.
Yeah, I don't know what this means.
He's certainly having a good time.
Oh, he is. He's good enough time for all of us. In fact, go have a good time over there.
Do you have your weapons on you?
I don't know.
Yeah, I got mine.
You mean this weapon?
What is it?
Mine's just a staff.
Long ass sword.
I guess it's probably like sitting over
the long sword.
Don't smush that. That's for the corner of the map, so it doesn't work.
Okay.
Mine's right over in the corner.
Why, do you like weapons?
Because I have a long staff.
I miss my bow.
Your bow?
Yes, it was taken from me.
From who?
Who's speaking?
From her, asshole. Did she say?
It was taken from me. Yes, I was one of the archers that sat atop the city's high towers. I was a guard.
Well, how'd you fall into your previous predicament?
I was guarding a trade ship, and it was overtaken by pirates. They wore red sashes.
Red sashes. That sounds pretty traumatic.
Ma'am, how did you get to be here? I want to point over at Starlight, the elf.
Starlight?
Yes, because I'm curious, because there's no other elves here, right? This is
right.
The only elf.
So,
have we seen an elf yet, have we?
No. Starlight says that she is an elven winemaker. And that she was...
Oh!
And that she was ferrying...
Hang on, Father.
Huh?
Calm down.
And that she was ferrying her goods and was overtaken by pirates.
See? Okay.
That wore red sashes.
Were there other people... Were you the only person on a boat?
No, there were others, but they chose me to go on one ship and the rest to go on another. I think they may have chosen them to be slave laborers while they had something else intended for me.
What would your boyfriend think of that? Shut up, dude. Play cool.
I'm sorry? Is this a
are
human
you,
thing?
You, no, are you betrothed? What would your boyfriend think of that?
Oh, marriage? Yes, the elves of the forest do not have marriage.
Do
the elves even have, like, general... Let's see.
Father, it's okay. Here, take your... Mark, we need to get you over the side.
I turn him.
Oh, no, wait.
Over the side.
Oh, just look at the moon. Just look at the moon.
Archon, come and go as we please.
Okay, so you just hang it out.
In there. Earth and in relationships.
That's pretty cool. I admire that. We have a similar philosophy.
I feel as if it's somewhere.
I understand for humans that's not looked upon quite as favorably.
Oh, there's some of us that are
fucking Harry.
I don't know about that.
Oh, why am I Irish?
You sound like a lost love.
I just imagine an old man with a rose on.
Right now. We're not together right now.
We're across the ocean, baby.
We're not together right now.
All
right. Yeah, you do have some long lost love.
Yeah, you do.
A wife. That. Yeah.
Yeah.
And kids.
And some delusion.
And kids. Shit. Okay, so she's from. Where was she from? The hill?
She's from the Sylvan Downs.
Elfland.
Sylvan. Elfheim. Sylvan what?
Sylvan Downs. They live in the shadow of the mountain.
With a Y.
No.
S-Y-L-V.
And were you from Ottoman's Dock? Is that what it was called?
Ottoman's Dock.
Yeah.
Who?
Ruby. Redhead.
Yes.
What did you do?
Do you want to talk to Ruby?
I'm talking to her now.
Wish I had another accent.
What kind of accent?
I don't know.
Something different.
Someone give me something.
Russian.
I'm Russian.
Scottish.
No.
Just do Irish or Scottish.
The same thing.
No.
The difference last name.
Do French. Jamaican.
Jamaican.
Hey, love, what was it that you asked?
You're from Ottoman's Dock as well?
Yeah, I am.
What did you do there? How'd you get stuck in this whole predicament?
I came in looking for work. I got work, and then I got trapped.
Your story is nothing interesting.
I go over to Ruby
plant,
and I hand her my drink that I only half drank, and go, Ruby, here. You probably don't want to talk about that tragic past, do you?
Not so tragic. I mean, I came in looking for whore's work.
Yeah.
And
she found whore's
got
work.
Got fucked.
That's a respectable position.
Like,
which one? What?
Nothing. I want to interject and get more information about this. We're all drunk.
Okay. So you wanted to work where you worked?
Yeah.
Maybe she likes it.
Well, I wanted to work for the madam, but...
But she was slaving people.
No, that's not the madam. She owns the inn.
Yeah.
Shit, man.
The madam is the lady that's in charge of the girls.
Yeah. But,
she owns the inn. She has a particularly good reputation?
The madam is somebody else that
lots of money to be made with rich merchants coming in.
I bet you have met a lot of interesting people.
It's true.
Who's the most interesting person you've ever met?
A priest.
A priest?
Yeah.
You know, I used to be a priest.
What made him interesting?
Really?
I take it. Lala's forehead, I push like that.
Not overboard!
Well, for starters, he knew a lot of things a priest shouldn't.
Such as?
Well, you know.
Thank you, Tom.
But, other than that, he had a diamond for an eye.
Whoa.
He said he could see into people's souls.
Spooky. I can.
Doubt you can.
What's the craziest thing you've ever done working at this place?
I can light my hands on fire.
He probably had a real eye back behind him using a magnifying glass to see shit, like looking at chicks and tits and stuff right in front of him.
Maybe X-ray vision.
It's a priest thing, you would understand.
Eric knows, he's a priest, damn it.
Well, the craziest thing I ever did was stab someone in the back that was trying to get a little too frisky with one of the girls.
Shit. Rightfully so.
Did they not want to pay?
They were just getting a bit too rough.
Oh, okay. That's
not too rough.
You don't like rough stuff?
Oh, I don't mind.
Oh, man, that's crazy. We got something in common. Isn't that nuts? Already, that's already one thing.
This is lovely and all, but What is this ship? Where are we going?
You don't know?
I think we'd all like to know.
No, this is like a Calvin event. What's his name?
Sting.
Sting, come over here. You guys, my buddy Sting. He knows all about this stuff. Sting, come here.
Sting? Do you know where we're going?
We're going north into the,
Sting on the shit. All right, anyway.
The Gray Sea.
I'm just kidding.
This is what you do in real life, too, then.
We're going north.
Shut me out.
I'm not like that at all. I try to clue my brain.
White-haired Gwyn. Gwyn? No, Celeste.
No, Gwyn did not have white hair.
White hair. Because
I crossed her out. Celeste also had dark hair. The only white-haired one would have been Starlight.
Starlight. Yeah,
Starlight.
Yeah. Silver hair.
She had silver hair.
Okay.
These two were blonde and that one was redhead.
DJ. Right.
You should ask Starlight.
Shut the fuck up, love.
But
shut the fuck up, love. Shut the fuck up.
Gwyn.
Do we have carpet?
Says,
no, it's
hey.
It's all wood. Hardwood forest.
If you're heading north, have you thought about taking us to my home?
Silver Downs is that way?
No, that's the elf. This is Gwyn.
Aw, did you trick me?
Sylvan Downs.
Gwyn lives in...
Turnazim. End of the world.
Yep, the end of the world.
I read that. I have a memory. I just didn't know who I was talking to. Sorry. A little drunk.
I have a memory. I just don't know who I'm talking to.
I mean, we got...
It stands sentry over the frost barrens amid snow... bound forests and white-capped fjords.
Is it out of our way?
Interesting. Do you know how to get there?
Where are you heading?
We are heading to...
North could be a lot of places.
The...
Frozen Zone.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm right, yeah. Frozen...
Freeze your ass off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it was. I like frozen fuck off. I don't know what it was. Yeah.
Frizes off.
Frizes off. It is... it is on the same continent. But a few, well, I haven't done much sailing. I would imagine less than a week away.
Do you know the stars?
We could discuss with the navigator, maybe.
Calvin, Jeremy, shut that down like you shut down Calvin to the beach.
Yeah, he can... She can discuss it with them.
She's on the beach. No, I'm going home!
Honestly, I don't mind. It's not completely up to me, because we have an important mission. Okay.
I see. Yes. Yeah. An important mission.
Yeah.
For the Emperor
of
the world.
It's very time sensitive.
Yes, it is. We got like a year to do it.
No, we don't.
This is not the kind of thing that we dilly down.
We don't have it a year.
Not to sound ungrateful.
We have less than a year or we'll...
I don't much want to live in Frizuzov. It's not the place it once was since the giant.
You
want to
live
over.
In a dungeon again? Because we can arrange a...
I'm frost giant, father. Huh?
Yeah, come down. Tell me about this frost giant.
He killed the king, took over it for himself, and has been taxing the locals to the point of oblivion.
Wow.
Well, I understand the king didn't get killed.
Really?
I don't believe so.
That's the king. Self-proclaimed, anyhow.
I don't recognize him. I knew the king.
What did he look like?
Did he look like that?
No. He wasn't a dwarf.
What? Oh man, this guy's a drunk asshole. This person's tricking us.
One of the two.
Well, maybe we'll be.
Well, maybe he was. It's a big continent. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
But maybe he's king of the dwarves. Frizuzov is one kingdom, though.
It's a town.
Well,
was he a human king?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, maybe he was king of the dwarves.
Like, maybe he's enchanted. I'd say maybe he was a. Like,
so the people
give him a kiss and turn into a
maybe not everyone
kind of
recognizes this human king as their king. You know what I mean?
Maybe they changed him into a dwarf. That way, it's the ultimate punishment.
Maybe he's
king.
Actually human, but he's actually just a dwarf human.
Like Eric,
that was giant,
half giant,
giant
dwarf,
half human.
Which is basically
he's
going to
be half giant, half dwarf, which was just going to be a fucking human. Oh,
that was another thing.
That's enough. Okay.
Well, I mean, we got a little bit more sailing to do. We can talk about that as we
you
go.
You have a bow, right, Calvin?
Yeah.
Would you mind if I saw it?
Sure.
Thanks.
Hey.
Can I have an arrow?
But sure.
That is an arrow.
I don't know.
Give her a foam paddle.
No, I'm just kidding.
Thanks. She sort of aims at the moon, and then it aims over.
I knew it.
And it's like, I think we'd feel a lot safer if we were all armed, if it was the same to you.
Why are you aiming at me? I ain't nothing at you.
Ladies, we just came here to talk.
I'm about to use force manipulation.
Since she's pointing at him, I'm within like 5 feet of her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can I move in and take it from her?
You can try, but
well,
if
I mean,
you fail,
take the arrow off. At least.
My question is do you rest you ladies? Are you agree with her? Do you speak for all of them?
They do seem nervous.
They're former slaves. And these guys just come from macking on them.
That guy.
This has been worse.
You've been just scary.
I haven't done anything to the girls.
I think I've been
you were that guy in Vikings.
You walked in like, are you trying to fuck them?
I was talking to you.
Really loud.
I know.
That's what scares me.
You must understand, it's a bit hard to trust anyone at the moment. We would all feel better with the dagger at our side.
Hey, and trust to this. So
I don't have any daggers.
So dagger...
I would put down the arrows.
So that will make you trust us?
She puts down the bow.
Because we got a long journey. If you want, then I'll meet me.
They're plenty of arrows in the hole, or daggers in the hole.
Well, I had some on.
Okay.
I'll keep
me and my fellow liberator of slave friends, if we could just leave you alone, I'll talk to you. It's a big ship, we got a few weeks to sail. I just thought it'd be cool to get to know each other, but if you don't want us to, then fuck it.
Do you, do you provide them with weapons?
Yeah.
The daggers.
Fair.
Yeah, okay. That's fair.
Yeah, this isn't a good idea, guys.
Okay.
They're slithering up the roads in the sleep.
Thank you. Your show of trust helps us trust you.
Yeah.
Let's get some sleep.
We already rescued you.
I think we can fuck.
Would you want to talk more?
Maybe we can talk more.
You want to talk more tonight?
Quiet, father.
Yeah. I seriously just want to talk.
I wake up dead. Nothing.
What?
Wait.
This is the first night of meeting. We have 2 weeks on this.
If you don't get him on the first night, I'm telling you,
Shane,
every day gets worse and worse.
You just said you wanted to talk. Talk. And then you're like, if you don't get him on the first night, it'll never happen.
That's why they just talk. Not just talk.
Then you lie.
Yeah.
Calvin, you fucking idiot.
I'm sure some of them are smart enough.
I mean,
to know that you're lying.
The elf doesn't sleep, so you can talk to her.
I was gonna.
Are you going to talk to the elf?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll talk to as many people as
like we have more in common than the rest of them.
So, who do you want to stay up?
I'm going to ask Ruby if she wants to see my bee that's up in my cabin.
You want Gwen to stay up?
No, I was going to go talk to Ruby, honestly.
You're going to talk to Ruby.
You guys can both talk.
I called her earlier.
You go get the twins.
No, he called her first.
You guys can
no, I called her first.
No, he did. He definitely did.
A little party ball.
No, I called her first, and you know it.
No, you did not.
You did not, dude.
Check the tape.
He called a redhead.
Ooh, that sounds like a redhead. She's mine. And he's like, she is in fact a redhead. I call her! That's what you said.
He called her. He didn't say I called her.
I don't believe so.
No.
I think that they
how
said the
about,
first one, and you're like,
Okay, hang on. How about we just do this? How about we just both talk to Ruby and see which room she might want to go to?
You're just saying that because you got a bee drill.
I do have a bee drill.
So, what do you
that's pretty fucking interesting.
What do you want to ask Ruby?
Go first. My friend Charlie.
I'm going to ask her if she want to continue this conversation up, and I can show her my my pet bee that I have up there.
Awesome.
What's going on with my hair?
What?
What are you doing just wailing that?
I'm mocking you.
Okay, you can go ahead. Now you can
mock away. Mock away.
I'm a bit confused why you would have a pet bee. Is it for honey?
He's actually my familiar.
Yeah, you like honey?
Oh, a wizard.
Yeah.
I see.
I know a lot of tricks.
Really?
I bring the bee, you bring the honey.
Aaron, this is a reverse honey pot. And I should know about that, because I'm the beekeeper.
Wizards are hard to trust. I hear they can manipulate minds.
I don't know those tricks yet. But
I'm not a good wizard.
I can do... I mean, I wish.
You know, I'm trying hands.
No, I want to do.
I can't do this.
A spell on her?
Boom! Force manipulation.
I want to like just lift like a cup, just make it float in the air.
Okay, are you doing the pear thing with Anakin?
Huh?
The pear thing. Is the middle finger.
I do a d20.
Yep.
Over one solace. If you're very crumpy.
Should I use this thing?
Plus one.
I just want to
use your magic tricks on the bitch.
14, 15. The wizard forms a floating platform of force energy 3 foot above the ground. The disc shape, 3 diameter, follows. With a distance of 5 feet, we can command up to 25 feet away. With position alone, the platform can carry up to 100 pounds per castle level. So I carry up to 100 pounds on this thing.
Yeah, so
how much
you
does she weigh?
She weighs 100 or less, you can have
it. More than 100.
Yeah, probably. I just want to take, like,
Like, it'd be funny if you tried to put her on it and it broke.
I just wanted to take like some of the cups. Like,
if she
the table,
broke her ankle, like, fell down.
What'd table? You do?
I just want to take like, the cups on the table and just like lift them up, and, like spin them around in a circle and lower them back down.
Okay, you do so.
I can do that.
I see.
That's a good move.
That's if we're bringing in fucking the force, the magic tricks, it would be cool.
I've never done that on a floating bed.
You gotta roll a lot better than that.
I can roll better.
You need to roll better because burn. You're gonna spell burn for this shit.
I promise I can do better.
I promise I can do better. Oh my gosh.
I'm not interrupting because I'm intrigued.
I was waiting for Shane to say something there. Well, perhaps I can show you some more tricks in my bee.
In your bee?
In my bee. We're gonna go in my bee.
I was gonna say. I just gotta make sure. Shrink yourself down?
I didn't make sure I don't do flaming hands, because I could cause some problems.
Couldn't touch it.
Or choking clap.
When a friend's on a roll, I let him go.
That's later.
That's a good thing.
Friend's
on a roll, I let him go. But usually he's like, you know. Keep going.
I have to say, my heart is still beating a bit from tonight's experience. Maybe it wouldn't be such a bad idea.
Alright. I'll show you my cat. Let's go. Taking this wrong. Father. Hey! What? Okay. I use my disc to pick it
there's
up.
There's more!
And bring it with us.
Yeah.
More rum!
You should just lift the rum.
Jay!
As you're walking, you should...
Jay, where are you going?
Jay.
It just says if circumstances prevent the disc from remaining within range, the platform vanishes.
Alright, I'll say...
Time.
There you go.
I'll say it lasts for a day, then.
Cool.
I got a platform that can afford her path for a day.
Can I poison him minorly just so he goes to sleep?
It's not going to take much more. He's going to have to roll a stamina check. Or a fortitude save.
If you did, I was going to do a detect magic spell. Detect magic.
Alright, so me and Ruby are heading to my cabin with my floating disc. Where my bee's resting.
Disc.
Yeah.
Is there any food or anything sitting around?
Oh yeah. They've raided the stocks.
I want to take some of my food. I'm going to take some stuff to feed my bee.
Okay.
Go ahead and what are you going to do?
What the hell do they have to feed your
bee? I'm not saying a damn thing.
Oh,
do your thing.
You're not talking to anyone. No, we're leaving. You can talk to someone else now.
I think...
He succeeded.
In real life, like, if I don't know. I can't just go for Ruby and then go for these other chicks because I'll see it.
Were you going for Ruby already? I felt like you were just talking.
I was talking to everyone.
You spent most of your time talking to Gwen in the elf.
Gwen is the actress.
Ruby, you just said she had a good build and the rest were skinny or muscular, so I was just going to go for Ruby.
Go for the twins.
I mean,
no one's even talked to the twins.
Gwen is pretty muscular. She's a warrior.
What about them? Calvin, weren't you talking to the elf?
Yeah.
I'm going to you. Let you talk to the elf.
Right.
Man, so tall.
Tall. Liliana, Lillian, come here. Right now. Got a bone to pick with you.
They're used to taking orders.
Might not be good talking to slaves like that. Or it could be good talking to slaves like that. We'll see.
That's what they're used to.
We'll see what Ruby might like talking like that.
Yes.
Now, how can I tell you two apart?
You can't.
How can I tell you apart? That's what I'm asking you. Educate me. Teach me.
I mean, they're not exact twins.
No, they are.
Identical twins.
But...
They were second on my list. Actually, no, the elf might have been. It was close between twins and an elf.
It's a bucket list right there.
You should make him try to keep track of which one's which.
Only one person's ever been able to tell us apart.
Who's that?
Not even our parents.
Really? So did you guys, when you were younger, did you play pranks and tricks on people?
All
switching places?
All the time.
I wish I had a twin. That's hilarious.
It's a parent trap.
It sometimes seemed as if we teleported.
Really? Mm-hmm. Have you heard of the child's fairy tale, a parent trap?
I have not heard of such a thing.
Well, it's about these two twins. They're separated at birth.
There are usually two of them.
You're right. You're really very funny. Very funny. I'm the alcohol. Well, their parents. Their parents separate them at birth because they didn't get along. And then later they meet up at a children's camp. And they realize they're twin sisters. And then they switch places to meet each other's parents.
Yeah, it's
interesting.
Classic. It's a classic. Yes. No, so who am I talking to right now?
Who are you talking to?
Yes.
This is...
The one on the left.
This is Liliana.
Liliana?
Yeah.
Okay.
You should mark her.
How do I know?
You should mark her.
And what's funny, in real life that happened, I said, I'm going to put a... I had something. I was in class. I put a sticker on her hair. I said, all right, that's how I'm going to know. Do not take it off. It was a funny thing. I didn't get anyone. Never take a look at it. It was funny.
That's a good one.
So you're Liliana. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you two do everything together?
No, not everything.
Fucking blah, blah.
That's who you're taking to your cabin, right?
You don't do the speak.
Lillian, does she do all the talking for you guys, or what?
Why are you looking at me? He was looking at me asking that question.
You're off banging Ruby.
No, we can both converse when we wish. What is it that you want? It's very late.
Hope you can go to bed.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night. We'll see you tomorrow.
Will you?
I would imagine.
It's not a big boat.
You're on a fucking boat. Maybe I won't be here. You're a rafty boat to bed. No.
All right. Good night. Can I walk you guys to your cabin?
Yes, I suppose.
Okay. So you're the GM.
Yeah.
Walk. What's going on?
As you walk.
Yeah.
He's probably throwing up, or is unconscious.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
She's not good.
You should roll a check.
Good.
Fortitude.
Igor is looking at the distance, and he seems happy for the first time that you've seen him.
Like, I love fizzy shit.
The sea air is, you know, brushing against his face, his beard, his dwarven beard.
Mm-hmm.
You notice that the captain appears to be trying to drink as much as possible. While still, like, doing some sort of sword forms.
Okay.
To see how much until he just can't do it anymore. And then he wanders off into his cabin.
So he's like, trying to build up a tolerance and still do good fighting and stuff.
He has a line of glasses. And, like, with the last one, he has it, like, partially gone. And he, like, makes a mark.
Nice. I like this guy.
So we're walking to their cabin.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just you and the two?
Yeah.
You're still over there with the elf, right? What are you doing? You okay?
What does the cabin look like?
So that's what you guys are all doing?
I'm sitting at my cabin. He's waiting with the elf, and he's walking those two girls to...
We're walking, then.
So the cabins are below deck.
Okay.
All of them. And it's sort of... like there's... three different sections.
Okay.
Sort of bunk beds.
All right.
And then, like, each bunk bed has, like, a curtain kind of thing, you know?
Okay.
Your ship.
Each, everyone has had their own quarters. Do we have our liberators? Do we have our own quarters? I'm asking you
No. So it's like a series of bunk beds for sailors.
Okay.
The captain has his quarters.
Okay.
And then if you wanted to be alone at night, the best place would be... above, like under the stars.
Okay.
So maybe they got a cabin, and I was basically going to say,
this place is small. You guys should just come to mine. You guys want to keep talking.
Right? It's not a cruise.
Yeah.
It's a nice room you got here.
It's like mine. Do they both have the same room?
Well, it just.
So all the slave women are in, like, bunk beds.
Yeah.
In one section of the ship. All you guys are in bunk beds in a section.
Yeah.
All the crews are in a section. And then the captain has...
Are they very similar quarters? Pretty much?
Well, the sailor's one that already has a strong smell to it.
Okay.
Which one are we in?
You're in the one in the middle. It's, like, sailors, yours, girls.
So I'm in ours.
In three different parts of the ship.
Are ours better?
Huh?
Are ours better?
They're in the middle of the ship, so there's not quite as much buffeting.
Yeah, they would be the best place on the ship other than the captain's quarters.
Okay.
We get there, I look at them, like, are you guys happy with your arrangement here?
It's much better than the previous one.
I understand. Okay. Well, I enjoyed this conversation. Hope you guys have a good night.
You too.
Okay, see you tomorrow. Mm-hmm. All right.
I walk off.
Perhaps we'll cook some breakfast.
Don't look back.
Make ourselves useful.
Okay.
All right, guys, that's it for this round. Make sure you guys come back for next week's episode. And
the adventure continues.
We'll find out what happens to the ship. We'll see what happens here soon. So I'll see you guys later.
Hopefully good things.
Shit!
Not and good things.
No. Read the bones.
17.
See you guys next time.
See ya.
Bye.